Lifeblood Australia has made a call for all eligible Australians to roll up their sleeves and give blood this week. With the blood reserve currently sitting at its lowest point in the last 12 months, there are growing concerns that there could be a spike in blood product demand over the Easter break. Those with blood O-, the universal donor type, have been urged to donate now. Annie Lee asked Helen Walsh, spokesperson for Lifeblood Australia, why it's so important to donate blood.
Well, it's been a challenging couple of months, I guess, the beginning of 2022. We started the year with about 100,000 donors sidelined by Omicron. And then we had the floods in Queensland and in northern New South Wales, which affected our donor centres in both states. And then, of course, we had flooding, not just flooding, but heavy rainfall in Sydney, where people were subject to stay-at-home orders. So that prevented a lot of our donors from going out and being able to donate. We also, I guess, are still seeing people having to isolate and they're unwell with COVID. So 1-2 appointments are still being cancelled and not attended on any given day. So our stocks right now are at their lowest point in the last 12 months. So we're heading into an Easter period in quite a challenging position. We do always find Easter a challenge anyway because people tend to go away on school holidays. This year we have two consecutive long weekends, which is going to make it particularly challenging.
Do you find that there is a more need for blood in general around these holiday periods, maybe because it's been an increase in, unfortunately, I guess sometimes it's been an increase in car accidents and such?
That's right. We do know that there is generally, unfortunately, spikes in trauma and emergencies around public holiday weekends. And we know the police often do, a call out urging people to be careful on the roads around this time of year. That's why we're actually calling out for O negative blood in particular. It's the universal blood type, but it's also the emergency blood type, which means it's stocked on ambulances and air rescue helicopters. It's used in emergency situations when treating teams don't know a patient's blood type. Anybody can receive O negative blood. So it's really important that we have plenty of that in stock and that we're able to make sure that hospitals around the country also have plenty of O negative blood. Right now, our inventory is below where we would like it to be. It's at its lowest point in 12 months, in fact. So that's why we're asking people with O negative blood to make an appointment over the next 2 weeks.
For sure. When you're talking about having very low levels of stock, how many days of reserve do you have of these O negative bloods?
So after we've supplied all the hospitals, our own stocks here at Lifeblood, we're currently just under 2 days supply of all blood types, including O negative.
For sure. Now, is the call out just for people O negative, or can people with other blood types such as A, B and just normal O plus donate as well?
Of course. All our blood is actually below the 2 days supply at the moment. So we really do need people with all blood types every single day of the year. We talk about O negative because it's used in emergency situations, but it's much better to be able to give a patient the blood that is typed specifically for them. So that's why we need people of all blood types donating every single day of the year. And the more people that come in and donate, the fewer units of O neg that will need to be used for other patients.
Now, who can donate blood to Lifeblood?
Oh, you need to be aged over 18. There's quite a long list of eligibility criteria. You need to be well and healthy, and over 50 kilograms are probably the key requirements. We do have an eligibility quiz on our website. It varies depending on countries you may have visited, if you're low in iron, if you're pregnant, if you're breastfeeding. So it's always best to give us a call on 13 14 95, or do the eligibility quiz online to find out if you're eligible.
For sure. Now, if people have said they wanted to go and want to donate blood, but have had to go into isolation, does that mean they are no longer able to come in, even if they don't, even if they test negative for COVID-19?
Yep. If you're isolating, you should follow those guidelines. And once you've tested negative before you leave isolation, if you're well and healthy, then you can donate blood. You can also donate blood after receiving. You can donate blood after having COVID. You just need to make sure you're well and healthy. And you can also donate after receiving the COVID vaccine or a booster. You just need to wait 3 days after you've got your jab.
For sure. So, sorry, does the COVID-19 impact whether that blood is valid to be used for other people or not?
So once you've had COVID, you can donate blood as long as you're 7 days clear of any symptoms or illness, or have had a positive test. So you just need to be fit and well. given the amount of people that have had COVID, there's been over, I think, 400 million cases of COVID around the world, and there hasn't been any cases of COVID transmitted by blood transfusion. So it's safe to donate after you've recovered from COVID.
Helen Walsh from Lifeblood Australia speaking there with Annie Lee.